Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, get that Newsly. Good morning for some Newsly.
Oh yeah, it's quite, yeah, you've got lots of news.
Lee. No, just because it's one of those days, you know?
I was thinking,
it's one of those mornings.
It's a good porridge day.
I'm just going to open the blind because it's just, how's that rain, huh?
Oh, the rain is good. Well, rain woke me up this morning. But look, I've got a story about neighbours just not getting along.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you hear about these stories and you think, far out. Like, imagine living next to someone who's just a pain. I've sadly just been told that my neighbour that's been there the whole time we've lived in our property has now just sold his house quietly and is moving into a hospice.
Oh, no.
It makes me very sad. Don't like but that. Love you, Ariel. Anyway, this is not that. But a neighbour has been left baffled by his other neighbour who woke him up and threatened to call the police on him for parking outside his own home.
Parking outside his own home?
Yes.
Okay.
Now this neighbour has 7 cars and threatened to call police on a man for parking outside his own home because they've only got one driveway between 2 housemates, right?
Yeah.
And they have to park one car and then they have to park like on the fence line so they can fit 2 cars because they've got 2 cars between them. The neighbour has 7 cars.
He's got to put them somewhere.
Has a 2-car driveway as well as a garage.
Oh.
But then also takes that spot.
Yeah.
So that the other guys can't park a second car.
Is it just on the road, like street parking?
So they're saying, well, you need... No, it's they have to then find parking somewhere on the street. But he said, but to park on the street, you literally have to park 2 blocks away. Even when they have guests, you go, you can't park because there's nowhere to park. This person has 7 cars.
Yeah.
It's like, no, sorry, a 3-car driveway
they have. It's a neighbourhood, not a car yard, mate.
Exactly. Who has 7 cars? And now you would think a person with lots of cars.
Yeah.
I just automatically, and I know maybe it's sexist, I automatically thought it was a male. No, it's a female.
Really?
Yes.
I'll be honest, I was with you on that one.
Yes.
I thought this guy, girl.
Yep.
She loves her cars.
She loves her cars.
Loves
and
being
says,
unreasonable.
He said, oh, look, I've gone to the neighbours several times asking them over and over to at least leave one spot in front of our fence open for us to park. Just one.
Yep.
We've told them we wouldn't mind them parking at the fence as long as we could 2 park there.
Yeah.
I've lived in the fact that any friends or family I have over will have to park 2 blocks away, street parking at the nearest park. However, this simple ask is too much. When we ask the neighbour gets all defensive and yells she could park wherever she wants. There's nothing we will do about it.
Wow.
Wow. And this person's actually just called out on a website and said, like, what can we do? Like, is there anything we can do?
Nothing you can do. Well, you know what you can do?
What?
You a cat person?
Oh, I thought you were going to do a segue, but no, that's not a cat.
I should have thought about it, but...
Oh, do we want to bring up... Well, Dan's not here.
Dan's not here. You've got a dog.
I've got a dog. I don't mind cats, but I probably would never own one,
I find
personally.
Cats cute, but I'm a bit allergic to them, so I try not to be around them too much. But there's a new video game out.
Really?
You'd be a cat.
Has this never happened before?
Apparently not. It's newsworthy. It's called Stray, and you just walk around being a cat, doing cat things. It's got an interesting setting. It's like some robot world. There's no humans. It's all robots and this cat. And you just walk around as a cat, climbing on stuff, knocking stuff over.
Anything, experiencing being a cat.
I'm sure there's a storyline as well. But yeah, the big thing is, and it's taking the gaming world by storm, apparently. People are loving it.
I have to admit, being inside the head of a cat would be fascinating, wouldn't it? Like,
be
see
cool.
What they do. What do they do,
do
with
think
their
I could
time?
Talk the boss into letting us buy it for content reasons?
Oh, I'm sure they'd really love that.
We need to know what it's like to be a cat.
We need to be cats, guys.
Come on.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.